First, let's make it clear that no one was seriously injured in what you're about to hear. This is sound from a handlebar video recorder on a bicycle being ridden across Norfolk's Berkeley Bridge by Kelly Howell. She's in a pedestrian and bike lane separated by a concrete barrier from the bridge roadway. That's the sound of Kelly Howell colliding with an oncoming SUV in that pedestrian and bike lane. And now David Poole joins us from the Virginia Public Access Project. David, even though no one was badly hurt in this incident, it made the news.
This is a story by Jeff Scheller and Lauren King of the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk. This is more than a pedestrian away. It's a drawbridge, and there's people that work, they're VDOT employees. You know, they raise and lower the bridge.
And that explains the SUV.
When there are shift changes, apparently they drive across this bikeway.
The local cycling community is up in arms. They want something done to make sure this crossing is reserved for walkers and bikers. And that could be complicated, too, because no one seems to know who has jurisdiction over it. Ms. Howell wants to talk to the police, but which police?
Howell found herself bounced between the Norfolk Police Department and the state police. She kind of flew off her bike and fell into a jurisdictional black hole. So some Civic League people in Norfolk are trying to move to take action on a state level to try to make sure this bridge is safe for cyclists and walkers alike.
VDOT, by the way, says there are signs posted to warn people that bridge workers drive on the walkway when shifts are changing. Now to Isle of Wight County, where supervisors considered taking ownership of emergency vehicles that currently belong to the county's volunteer fire and rescue departments. It seems the county feels some of those departments are not performing quite so well as they should be.
Right, this is a story by Ryan Murphy, a reporter for the Daily Press in Newport News. This is a rural county that's kind of on the edge of the Hampton Roads suburban sprawl. Traditionally, it's like a lot of rural communities. The volunteer firefighting companies are very active and in some ways the backbones of their community. But to assert more control and to bring kind of more standard services to everyone, the county government has proposed two measures that would give the county more control over the buildings and the vehicles of the volunteer fire departments. And if any department did not comply, the county could withhold funding.
Well, David, I think it's safe to say that these ideas have not proven popular among the volunteers.
Ryan Murphy covered a meeting with a whole bunch of folks there that were pretty upset. They accused the county of bullying them. They particularly disliked handing over the title to their vehicles, many of which were purchased through fundraisers in the community.
The plan was voted down this time. The count was 3-2 against, but it's an issue that will almost certainly come up again, not only in Isle of Wight, but also in other Virginia counties where suburban sprawl is overtaking rural areas. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.